When your world is moving quickly, whether that is in a positive or a negative way, there is a thing to remember to help yourself remain where you need to be. And that is that nothing that happens in your life is more important than you. You will live this life and you will go on. And there will be other times, other lives, other dimensions. And so when you think of your life as being ongoing, then no matter what it is you are dealing with, it begins to become proportional. Now, we are not talking about saying, why should I even bother with this life because there will be others. That is a fallacy and an out-of-balance thing. But when you feel something becoming larger than you, when it is feeling like it has the power to judge you, it is good to remember that whatever it is not eternal. And you are. And when you can remind yourself that you are a being of body, of course, but also of spirit, that does not mean that you will not have to deal with the emotions, of course, but it does mean that you will not go into hopelessness forever. The mistake is believing that any experience in your life is more important than you. When you can speak with your own wisdom and your own spirit and say, I am feeling what I feel, but I am no longer willing to believe that whatever is happening is more important than I am. When I can bring that into focus, then I will be able to move my life forward in the way that it is intended to go. Now, one of the challenges in this particular holding of yourself is other people. It is so very easy to invest in someone more than we invest in ourselves. And for women, of course, that is almost encouraged. It is like, think more about them all of the time than you ever think about yourself. And that is not in balance spiritually. We all have a wheel. We all have experiences. But we cannot live our life on someone else's wheel or give so much of ourselves to someone else that we are not giving to ourselves the things we need to give. This is a interesting line, because in situations where there is great love, of course, then we must watch the line. We must actually pay attention to the line, because we may not feel like focusing energy on ourselves. The outflow is so easy to do, and of course it can have a good feeling about it, but we do not want to do that to an extreme, because our own wheel then becomes neglected. And when our own wheel is neglected, then it is difficult to hold peace, to hold our own power, to hold our own worth. And that is it, of course, always a challenge. Now, we want to make a distinction here, because with people we love, it is an important one to make. To want to support and hold up and choose wisely for people we love, particularly if we are responsible for them, that is a very lovely thing. But once again, remember that however much energy goes out for that, there must be a return of energy for us. It is not going to happen all in the same moment. And certainly we understand that there are times of demand for people we love, that it's going to take a bit more energy. But we always want to be able to hold that there is a time for that energy to return to us. And if we can keep that in mind, it is a way not only of maintaining respect for who we are, but it is a way of maintaining strength for our own spirit. When we have let love take us to a place where there is no longer any room for us, then we have gone across the line. And even when we do that, then we must find the time to bring that energy back to center, because we owe that to our own spirits. We owe that kind of respect for how we were created, what we are doing here on earth, and our love and care for that. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this rather challenging topic together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel a warm rain falling and washing away the weak, washing away any pain you might have, wash away any limitations you might believe that you need to release. Feel all of that falling away from you. And let the rain fall into your body. Open the crown and feel the warm rain wash away thoughts that do not support you. Wash away communication that is not good for you, so that the thoughts become high and fine and worthy of who you are. And the things that you say to yourself become respectful and gentle and patient. And let that rain fall on the garden in your heart. Open your heart and let the rain touch any place in your heart that might have been neglected or hurt, and feel the healing power of the rain in your heart. And watch the bright light of life in your heart center begin to restore the garden, to restore you. And feel the rain fall into the solar plexus and wash away hard emotions that you do not need to carry. Let the rain flow down through your body into the second center and wash away any judgment or shame that might be there. Feel the rain wash down through your body and into the root. And wash away any fear you might have about creating the life you truly wish to create. Now feel the bright sun of the universe above your head. And feel the warmth of the sun as it opens your crown and makes you able to receive all good things. Love, abundance, power, light. And feel the golden light flow into your third eye and make the third eye awake and aware. And feel the golden light in your throat so that what you speak to yourself is chosen by you and its power is known by you. Feel the flow of golden light into the garden in your heart and where the rain has nourished the garden in your heart. Let the sun begin to make it grow. Feel the warmth in your heart center. And feel the energy that it is restoring inside of you. And feel your garden grow. And feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus and make a place for the emotions that are light and joyful and supportive to live inside of you as you walk through your day. And feel the golden light flow into your second center. And let that golden light move away all shame and judgment and let you be able to feel your body and your spirit's ability to wash away anything that comes into your life that you do not wish to hold in your body. See the waterfall in that second center and see the power of it. And feel the sun's energy flow down through your body and into your root. And feel the strength and the wisdom of that energy in your root, helping you see what you want to build inside and outside, and help you see that the universe is with you. Now let the golden light become a healing light. Flow across your shoulders to take away any burden you might be carrying. Flow down through your arms and your hands so that you choose from the highest place what you carry, what you do. Feel the golden light flow down through your back and your trunk to bring all of your life force and life energies into balance and strength again. And feel the golden light flow down through your legs and into your feet so that you know that who you truly are is loved and supported and nurtured by the universe, by you, by the great plan of creation. And feel as you move into your heart that there is a path in front of you that begins to move upward. Step on the path. Move lightly upward without effort, without labor. And know that this path is leading you to a place of your own where you will begin to see what nurtures the garden in your heart. Move higher and more easily and see a place of golden light that opens to you. Breathe in that energy that makes your life better, that makes your heart lighter. And in this place, see that a gift has been left for you. Rest the mind and know the gift. Know only the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.